You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Good morning to you, Adam, because to London we go. And this Russian spy poisoning plot is not going away. Turns out a policeman is also in hospital.
Good morning, Bongani. Yes, the first policeman to turn up at the scene. We'll remember that Colonel Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were found slumped on a bench outside a shopping centre in the, if I can call it, the sleepy city of Salisbury in Wiltshire. And the first policeman to get there is now, we understand, also in a critical condition in hospital. The authorities are insisting that there has been a very low risk to the public. They believe they've contained this. But at the same time, yesterday, a woman fell ill in a restaurant near where all this happened in Salisbury, and the response was extraordinary. Police and ambulances and other things. Obviously, they were a bit concerned they hadn't contained it. And we don't know exactly what it was, apart from the fact that now they have told us it was a nerve agent. Some kind of nerve agent was used to attempt to murder Mr. Skripal and his daughter. It's a really big deal, of course, if this is Russia behind it. But there's also some confusion. Because, and every day we get this sort of extra tangle, CCTV pictures and eyewitnesses report seeing a man of Sergei Skripal's description, and there he appears to be on the video with a blonde-headed woman. His daughter has dark hair. Did she wear a wig? Is it someone else? What's going on?
Oh, wow, that's very interesting. Now, you've got the Saudi Arabia's crown prince in the UK and lots of protest.
Lots of protests because of the link with Saudi Arabia, human rights, the war in Yemen. The United Nations has produced reports suggesting that the Saudi airstrikes in Yemen have killed 10,000 people so far. And it's not a great thing to be associated with. But at the same time, the UK has agreed £65 billion worth, $100 billion worth, more or less, of trade deals. And certainly that was what the emphasis of the Prime Minister was. And interesting as well, with the protests going on, and they haven't been particularly large-scale yet, but I guess we'll see. He's here for 3 days, the Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman. But there's this extraordinary charm offensive going on. Billboard posters all over London. £1 million worth of posters have been put up telling us what a super chap he is and how he's opening Saudi Arabia to the world with great big pictures, etc., etc. It's all a little bit 1984.
Yeah, and it's of course allowed women to drive. I mean, that's a big development. Now, you've also got 8 neo-Nazis being jailed for a series of offences.
Yeah, this is a big deal, I suppose, because of immigration tension across Europe and because of the rise of more extreme politics across Europe, certainly in some countries in Europe. And then you get this sort of flare-up. So a German court has jailed 8 members of a far-right group called Freital, who basically carried out a series of attacks, particularly on political opponents, but also on refugees. One Syrian refugee suffered a badly cut face, but prosecutors in his court in Dresden said it's a miracle that nobody lost their lives. This neo-Nazi group had modified fireworks to turn them into explosives. It was as simple as that. For them, it's as simple as 10 years in prison, and maybe that's a lighter sentence than some would have wanted.
Right, Adam Gilchrist there on the line from the UK with The World View. Now, every day on the Emirates World View, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Mpo Kumalo, who asks in a tweet, why do African kings always carry a stick with them? Zweli Tini, for example, hashtag Emirates World View. To get to the answer, we spoke to Professor Somato Dafikeni, a political analyst and heritage expert.
Most of these African kings will either have inherited the stick, which they believe to have mystical powers, or is a symbol of authority among subjects, even though those who may administer some medicine to protect the leader, they will do so to the leader and the stick. So it's a sign of authority, and we also saw some of the leaders were beginning to actually handle some of these sticks.
That is, of course, Professor Somato Dafikeni there giving us that answer. So congratulations, Mpo Kumalo, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Jones, welcome back. Thought I'd pop in to hear how the trip went.
Oh, it was fantastic, Mr. Abrams. I've never experienced anything like it. The seats reclining to fully flat beds and the mattress and duvet set they give you are out of this world.
Excellent, Jones, but I meant, how did the fee negotiations go?
Experience the unparalleled comfort of a fully flat bed seat when you fly Emirates Business Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.